This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Absolute deals on the level of the infinite. And when it deals on the level of the infinite, then it is something that's hard for us to comprehend. It's hard for us to comprehend anything that can deal on the level of the infinite. So let's take an illustration. Take the illustration of music. And you have music, not so much for music, that comes in a bit, but for notes. Each note of music can be played in sharps or flats. It can be played on an infinite number of levels, an infinite number of abilities to express itself. And it can be chorded up, down, in, out. It can be as low as possible. It can be unheard by the human ear. And it can be unheard on both ends by the human ear. But the divine knows it all. Now, we hear these notes, and we hear these tones, and we think to ourselves, hey, that's interesting, that's rather stable. And we hear these harmonious notes to our Western ear, and we think, hey, that's what it's all about. And we listen, and we admire, and we revel, and we dwell in that beautiful series of tones that says, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and all the other aspects of it. And then there are sharps, and there are flats, and there are speed notes, and there are short, long notes, you know. Not short, but I mean they're long notes and short notes. But the thing is, they come in a variety of aspects, in a variety of forms. Now, on the infinite cosmic level of all, these notes exist, and they are there, pure, perfect, and wonderful. We take them, and we use them to express our individual nature, our individual desires, our individual thinking. And as we use these notes to express our individual thinking, we are using one principle, the principle of music, in its great diversity. We are using the principle of music in its great diversity. Now we think that the Western tonology of music is perfect and beautiful. And then we hear the Eastern tonality. And quite likely, there are other areas of the world where the tonality is, again, different. And the Eastern tonality grates on our ears at first. We find it very difficult to accept. When we are in the surroundings of this Eastern tonality, when we are in the homes and at the concert, and living with the people who live with that type of music, we feel their radiance. We feel their joy as they sensitize themselves to the music, or as music and they are sensitized as one. And then we too learn an understanding, learn a feeling of oneness with that music. And so that music then is added to our scope, added to our variety. We already have an infinite scope in the Western tonality. Now we have another infinite scope on the Eastern tonality, and we have other tonalities that bring other scopes of the musical score to us. Now, we don't know what all these scores are. We don't know what they're going to all be and how they're all going to function. We sometimes wonder why they're there at all. And yet, that is what makes up the universe. Music makes up the universe. Now, what is another word for music? Another word for music is a long one, called mathematics. Math is like music. It is a principle, and a principle that has many variations to it. It has the variations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, square root, and all the other quantum possibilities that mathematics has. Music has that same variety, yet it doesn't change music from the principle that it lives by, from the principle that it is. As we begin to respect the fact that principle is not principles, but it is one principle that governs all the universe, that governs us, that governs our life and governs our affairs, as we realize this one principle, then things become apparently simpler. What they really become is we have less responsibility. All we do is know the one principle and live by it. All the rest takes care of itself. Today, practice knowing this one principle within yourself. Practice realizing that the one principle of you and I, the one principle of all, the one principle of absolute, the one principle of math or music or wherever the field may be, it's always the same. It's a principle that says, it is done. Now all we do is sail the seas of that principle in its vast dimension and enjoy the multitudinous waves, the peaceful calm days, and all that would delight ourselves in every possible way that we could ever dream of. Think of these things. They're kind of fun. Just the beginning, really. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.